In just a few short years, Sydney Microgreens has transformed from a humble backyard operation to a thriving business supplying top-tier vegetable greens to residents and businesses in the Greater Victoria area. The story behind the mini veggies business might or might not be a case of an old paradigm, don't just sit there, do something, but reversed. It was a day in early September 2022 and I just found myself sitting on the couch doing nothing, shared founder Mark Verhulst. That's when I had a sort of an epiphany to start a microgreens farm in our backyard. That, thoughtful sitting there, didn't last long because Verhulst acted on this idea right away. 5 weeks later he was expanding, delivering and launching his company in the community. It was a business idea that caught his wife Annie by surprise. Mark always has these ideas, he keeps me on my toes, so when he told me about it, I just said, okay, let's see how it goes. The 38-year-old works full-time but still manages to find time to tend to his vertical farm business at home. With no prior farming experience, he converted an existing 10x16-foot outbuilding in their backyard into a vertical farm that grew broccoli, sunflowers, radishes, and peas. I'm the build the plane as she flies kind of guy, he said. He picked up skills on the fly, from learning the back-end user experience software for online ordering to securing the hardware materials of shelves, trays, ventilation and lighting. When it comes to the seeds he grows, Verhulst is also very involved, ensuring that he only purchases premium seeds from some of the leading vendors in the United States and Canada. The microgreens farm later expanded its staples to include kale, red and green cabbage, cilantro, basil, and various combinations of brassica, kale confetti and a crunchy mix. Every Wednesday morning, Verhulst gathers the microgreens and packages them in 24 oz. deli containers. After determining where the orders are going, he loads them into the car and makes the free delivery to customers. Two other staff members help in the delivery too. The majority of their customers are elderly individuals and families with small children who are attempting to eat for longevity and health. We're going to establish a blue zone in Victoria and have more centenarians buy microgreens, he joked. 2 years, 1 month and over 100 harvests later, the small backyard farm is more than ready to go big. We hope to be able to offer nutrient-dense food and collaborate with local chefs who share our vision of sustainability and community, Verhulst said. Part of our business plan also includes being accessible by partnering with larger grocery chains or franchises that can make our products affordable for everyone in Greater Victoria. As a Sydney resident, Verhulst's ultimate goal is to make the peninsula a healthier place where everyone can get the microgreens of their choice. In keeping with its modest origins, Sydney Microgreens donates its excess harvest to the food bank and clients in need.